Bias for Life, Shir 80, Thursday on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha, Sunday, Parshas Vayera. We are explaining the importance of the environment when it comes to a conversation. And we explain that it's very important to set aside specific times to have those conversations. Spouses should have 20 minutes a day, a half hour a day of time that is designated specifically for conversation. And it can be whatever setting you want. If you want to take your exercise then, go on a walk. If you want to sit by the kitchen table and eat supper, it should be quiet time when the children are not around, when nothing else is on your mind, and you're completely focused on your spouse. And the benefit of this is that you won't feel the urge to tell your spouse something immediately when it comes to your mind. Because since we are dealing with an emotional conversation, sometimes it can be very difficult for a person to push off what's on their mind until later. But as we explained, if you just blurt out what's on your mind, you are going to gain nothing. Because if your spouse is currently focused on something else, and this is not what's interesting them at the moment, you will not generate closeness from your conversation. Your spouse will just be frustrated because he wants to do something else, he was about to do something, and you're disturbing his plans, and it will just end up backfiring. Whether it's a wife or a husband. Whenever a spouse is busy with something, it is not the right time to try to connect. But when you set aside specific times, and everybody knows that those times are for conversation, and you put away your cell phone and you put everything else away and you're focused on your spouse, that is a conversation that can have the desired result. Because the main point of these conversations is the focus, is the emotional connection that these conversations generate. And if your spouse is not focused because he or she is busy with something else, or if it's a hectic time and one of the children will come in or an important phone call will come in, that moment will be lost. But if you hold yourself back and don't say it right now, but rather you wait for the designated time, you will have the desired result. Both spouses understand that this is special time. This is unique for our conversation. Nobody else comes in, no important phone calls come in, everything can wait. This is the time that we reconnect. And we see that when it comes to tefillah. A person doesn't just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of a meeting. You stop, you go to shul, or you go to a corner, you say Ashrei, you get yourself ready, and you have a conversation with Rabbi Shlomo. You disconnect from what's around you. This is your set time to have that conversation, to develop that relationship. And it's the same between spouses. That designated time enhances the relationship.